All right, ready to dive in. Today we're tackling a topic that I think is fascinating and probably something that's relevant to pretty much everyone listening, and that's the power of the mind.
Yeah.
We've got excerpts from 17 different books, a little bit of everything, neuroscience, psychology, we even have some spirituality and business books, and they all touch on this idea. If you understand your mind, if you can harness your mind, you can unlock a more successful and fulfilling life.
And it's a conversation that, you know, I think is more important now than ever.
I mean, we
are living in this age of distraction. There's information overload. Everyone wants a piece of our attention.
It's true. So with all that noise, how do we even begin to tap into this potential that all these authors are talking about?
Well, a lot of them start by talking about just the sheer power of the subconscious mind, this whole other level of mental activity that's happening below the surface, that is really impacting our thoughts or behaviors, even the outcomes we see in our lives.
Yeah, it's wild to think about how much of our lives are we really in control of, you know, and how much is being driven by these forces that we're not even aware of.
Mm-hmm.
One author actually compared it to, he said the brain is like a computer.
Okay.
And the subconscious mind is millions of times more powerful than the conscious mind.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that really puts it into perspective.
It does.
When you think about the influence that this hidden powerhouse is having on us moment to moment.
Right. And then another author described it, they said, it's like a video recorder.
Yeah.
So it's constantly absorbing these impressions, experiences that we have, and then they end up shaping how we see the world and how we respond to everything around us.
And those perceptions really become our reality.
They do.
Yeah.
Which brings us to, I think, another one of the big ideas that we saw pop up again and again in these sources, and that's, you are what you think.
Yes.
And this isn't just some woo-woo affirmation. Like, this is backed by some pretty incredible scientific evidence.
Oh, absolutely.
For example, one author talked about the placebo effect.
Right.
And they highlighted all these studies where just believing in a treatment, even if it was a sugar pill, it led to actual measurable physical changes in people.
Yeah. I mean, it speaks to the incredible power of the mind.
It does.
To not only shape our thoughts and our feelings, but to actually influence our biology.
I mean, think about all those times where you just believed in yourself and it actually made a difference in how well you did something or what you were able to achieve.
Right.
That's the power of thought, you know, in action.
Absolutely. And it makes you wonder, if our minds are so strongly shaped by our past experiences and our subconscious programming, is it even possible to rewire them?
Right.
Can we actually choose to shift those patterns, you know, that are so ingrained and create a different experience, a different reality for ourselves?
It's the big question.
Yeah.
And the good news is these authors, they seem to think that it's possible. And they offer some pretty cool insights into how we might actually do that.
Yeah. A lot of them talk about, you know, different practices, things like meditation, mindfulness, visualization, as tools that we can use to actually reshape our thoughts, our beliefs, and ultimately our reality.
So this isn't just about thinking happy thoughts. We're talking about like actual techniques that can create real lasting change in our lives.
Exactly. And it all comes down to understanding that our brains are incredibly adaptable, that they can actually change and rewire themselves based on our experiences. This is neuroplasticity, right?
Right. So it's not like we're stuck with whatever mental patterns we've developed over the years.
Right.
We have a lot more power than we think to shape our minds, to shape our lives.
Yeah, I love that.
So if we're essentially talking about rewiring our brains here,
right,
where do we even begin?
Well, a few authors talked about this idea of like aligning with your purpose, you know, finding your dharma, some traditions call it.
Okay, so we're not just talking about self-improvement here, but connecting with something like bigger than ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. And this isn't just some vague thing. There are actual like frameworks out there for understanding and stepping into that.
Like what are some examples?
One that I really, it makes it very accessible is a book called Ikigai, The Japanese Secret to a Long and Happy Life.
Okay.
And they talk about, you know, finding that intersection of what you love, what you're good at, what the world needs, and what you can be paid for.
So it's like this sweet spot where your passions, your talents, it all kind of comes together.
Exactly.
With a sense of purpose.
And when you're living in alignment with your Ikigai, like, work doesn't feel like work anymore.
Right. It's an expression of who you are.
Exactly.
Wow. And it makes you think about all those people who are out there doing work that they love. That lights them up. You know, they've tapped into something.
They have. And it's available to all of us.
So how do we do that? How do we actually start uncovering our own ikigai, our own dharma.
It's interesting. A lot of the authors talk about it as not something you necessarily think your way into, but something you kind of feel your way into.
So less thinking, more feeling.
Yeah, it's paying attention to what brings you joy, what you're naturally drawn to, even if it doesn't seem practical or profitable right away.
So trusting your gut, following those little nudges of inspiration.
Exactly. And sometimes it requires us to step outside of our comfort zone, you know? To experiment, to try new things, and be open to discovering parts of ourselves that we didn't even know were there.
It reminds me of that Steve Jobs quote. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life. And the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle.
I love that.
It's so good.
Such a good reminder.
Yeah, life's too short to be stuck in something that doesn't light us up.
Exactly.
Now, you mentioned earlier that these authors, they're not just talking about wishful thinking.
Right.
They're giving us concrete tools that we can use to actually shape our reality.
Yes. And one of the most powerful ones that came up again and again was this idea of stillness.
Stillness.
Yeah.
In a world that's constantly demanding our attention, that feels like a tall order.
It is. It takes effort. But the authors, they argue that it's crucial cultivating stillness. Whether it's through meditation, spending time in nature, even just like disconnecting from technology for a bit. And giving yourself that space to calm the mental chatter.
Yeah, it's like hitting the pause button on that constant stream of thoughts and to-dos.
Exactly.
So that we can actually like tune in and listen to that quieter voice inside.
Yeah, and so many of these authors talk about how, you know, some of our greatest insights, our breakthroughs, they don't come when we're forcing ourselves to think harder.
Right.
They come when we create that space for the aha moment to bubble up.
In stillness lies wisdom.
Right. There you go.
Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah, I love that.
So true.
Okay, so we have this power within us to shape our reality.
Yeah. But we're also living in this world that's constantly trying to, you know, fragment our attention.
Yes.
Pull us in a million different directions.
That's the challenge, right?
It is.
And it's why so many of these authors talked about the importance of deep work.
Okay, so we're talking more than just productivity hacks here.
Yeah, this is about creating the mental space for flow. You know those moments where you're just so immersed in what you're doing?
You're in the zone?
You're in the zone. You're producing your best work. You feel most alive.
And it feels effortless.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly. One author, I think, cited a study that said that knowledge workers spend something like a huge percentage of their time on distractions.
Wow.
Rather than tasks that actually move the needle forward.
That's kind of depressing, actually. It is. It is. But it just highlights how important it is to be intentional.
So what are some of the things that these authors suggest to actually cultivate deep work in our lives?
Well, a lot of them talk about minimizing distractions, you know, things like simple things like turning off notifications, you know, creating a dedicated workspace.
Oh, I like that.
Even scheduling blocks of uninterrupted time for focused work.
Yes. Like actually putting it in the calendar.
Yes.
So you're not just hoping it's going to happen.
Exactly. It's about creating those boundaries.
Yes.
To protect your attention.
So important.
To allow yourself to get into that flow state.
I love it. Okay. So minimizing those distractions. Anything else?
A lot of them talked about, you know, training your mind to focus for longer.
Oh, like building that mental muscle.
Yes, exactly. Yes. It doesn't happen overnight. Yeah. But with consistent practice, whether it's through meditation or even just being more present in your day-to-day life,
right,
you can strengthen that ability to focus, to resist those tempting distractions.
Okay, so we're cultivating that stillness, which allows us to then have these deep work sessions.
Yeah.
And that's where the magic happens.
Exactly. And during those moments of deep focus, when we're truly present, that's often when we access, you know, our greatest creativity, our productivity, even just our sense of fulfillment.
Totally.
But, you know, even though cultivating stillness and deep work are super important for tapping into our potential, these authors argue that our ability to shape reality goes even deeper.
Okay, I'm intrigued. How so?
Well, a lot of them emphasize that we have to understand the subconscious mind and its role in shaping our experiences.
Right, because like we were saying before, it's like that video recorder, right? It's
exactly
constantly absorbing all these impressions, and then those impressions really become the lens through which we experience everything.
Exactly, and so if we're constantly surrounded by you know, bombarded with negative messaging.
Yeah.
Whether it's from the media, you know, or our environment, even our own self-talk.
Yeah.
That stuff can seep into our subconscious and it can start to shape our beliefs about what's even possible for us.
And then those beliefs become self-fulfilling prophecies.
Exactly.
So we're essentially creating the very reality that we fear or that we expect.
But the good news is that it works both ways, right?
Okay.
So just as our subconscious can work against us, it can also work for us.
So if we can become aware of the messages that we're feeding it and start to choose consciously, like, more empowering beliefs.
Yes.
Then we can actually change the game.
100%. And this is where, again, you know, those practices like meditation, mindfulness, visualization.
They come back.
They come back. Because it's not just about relaxation, you know.
Yeah.
It's about learning to use those tools to actually reprogram our subconscious.
It's like we're taking control of the software that's running our lives.
There you go. And as you start to do that, you can choose different beliefs that support your happiness, your growth, your ability to create the life you want. And that can literally change the trajectory of your life.
That is such an empowering thought.
Yeah.
That we're not just victims of our circumstances.
Right.
We actually have the power to choose a different story.
Yes, exactly. And it begins with that understanding that the incredible power that we hold within our own minds.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just about personal gain, you know, it's also about understanding how interconnected we all are.
Yeah, our thoughts, our beliefs, they all have an impact.
Exactly.
They ripple out.
And when we really tap into that understanding, it leads to this sense of responsibility.
Right, like we've got to be mindful of the energy we're putting out there.
100%. And that actually brings us to another important point that a lot of these authors made, and that was aligning our actions with our values.
Okay, so walking our talk.
Yes, exactly. Walking our talk, living with integrity. And it's not always easy to do.
Especially when it seems like the world is saying, do this. And you're like, but my values. It'd be really challenging. So how do we actually stay true to those values when it's hard, when we're facing those external pressures?
A lot of the authors talk about self-awareness, you know, understanding what truly matters to you, what your values actually are.
Knowing yourself.
Knowing yourself, and then having the courage to make choices that are in alignment, even when it's difficult.
Even if it's not the popular choice or the easy choice.
Exactly.
Oh.
It's about recognizing that our values, they are our compass, you know?
We're guiding life.
Guiding us toward a life that is meaningful and purposeful and fulfilling.
It makes me think of that Brené Brown quote. Integrity is choosing courage over comfort, choosing what's right over what's fun, fast, or easy, and choosing to practice our values, not just profess them.
So good, right?
So good.
It highlights just how important it is to make those daily choices, even the small ones.
Yeah, because they all add up.
They do add up because they ultimately shape who we are, you know? And the impact that we make.
And what a beautiful reminder that our actions really do have these ripple effects.
They do.
You know, even the smallest act of kindness can have a huge impact on someone.
Totally. And it's this great reminder that we're all interconnected. You know, we're not alone. Our actions really can create positive change.
Wow. We have covered so much ground here.
We have.
Incredible power of the subconscious mind, aligning with our purpose. The importance of deep work, stillness, living in integrity with our values. If we had to like distill all these amazing insights into just a few key takeaways for our listeners, what would they be?
You know, I think the biggest one is this. You are not just along for the ride. This isn't just happening to you. You're the driver.
Okay.
You have the power to choose your thoughts, to choose your beliefs, your actions. And in doing that, you're shaping your reality.
It's such a good reminder because it's so easy to get caught up in just, you know, the day to day and feel like we're just reacting to whatever life throws at us.
Absolutely. And I think these authors really want us to remember that we're not victors of our circumstances.
Yeah.
You know, we actually have way more power than we realize.
So how do we step into that? How do we start? Mm-hmm. Where do we even begin?
I think it starts with awareness. Paying attention to our thoughts. What are the patterns? What are the beliefs that are shaping my experience?
Okay.
Are they empowering me or are they holding me back?
It's like we have to become like a detective of our own minds, you know?
Where? Yes.
Uncovering these hidden beliefs that are driving our behavior.
Exactly. And once you've identified those beliefs, don't judge yourself for having them. Just notice them. Acknowledge them.
Right.
Start to question those beliefs. Is this really true?
Yeah.
Does this thought serve me? What if I chose to believe something different?
And that's where those practices that we were talking about earlier, they come in. The meditation, the mindfulness, visualization.
Yes.
They're not just about feeling good. It's like they're tools.
Tools, exactly.
To help us shift those patterns.
Yes, to become more aware, you know, to create some space between our thoughts and our reactions so we can choose a different path.
It's like taking back control of the steering wheel.
Yes, exactly. And as you get better at navigating your own inner world, you actually become better equipped to navigate the outer world too.
Oh, I like that.
You show up with more confidence, with more clarity, more purpose.
That ripple effect again. You do the inner work and it ripples out.
Exactly. 100%. And, you know, as you continue on this journey, on this path of growth and self-discovery, be patient with yourself.
Yeah.
It's a process, you know? It's not a destination.
It's a journey.
It's a journey, exactly. There will be ups. There will be downs. There will be breakthroughs. There will be times where it feels like you're taking a step back.
Right.
But the most important thing is just to keep moving forward.
One step at a time.
One step at a time.
Yeah.
And to remember that you're not alone. You know,
so important.
All of these authors, these teachers, they're here to support us. They're here to guide us.
Yeah. And to remind us that we have the power within us.
Absolutely.
To create the life that we want. Yes. 100%. So keep exploring, you know, keep learning, keep experimenting. But most importantly, keep believing in yourself. Keep believing in your own potential.
Yes. Because as we've learned from all these incredible sources, it really is limitless.
Limitless.
If you can dream it, you can achieve it.
Yes.
It all starts right here. With the power of your mind.